Tens of thousands of motorists whiz by the tiny coastal community of Placanchita every day off of Highway 101 between Ventura and Santa Barbara. Many crane their necks to see the blackened mountains just behind the town stripped bare by the Thomas Fire. Some residents, like Ken Stanley, thought they'd lose their homes to the inferno.
We left before the fire was here, and we sort of knew it was coming. A lot of neighbors thought it wasn't coming. Then about 3 o'clock in the morning when we were watching TV, yeah, I thought our house was gone.
Thanks to firefighters, Stanley's home and the community survived. But now, many homes here and in other burn zones around the Thomas Fire, the state's largest modern-day wildfire, face a new threat: flash flooding, debris flows, and mudslides.
There are a lot. This is very steep country. It burned hot. It has a history of this happening, and we've got potentially damaging rains coming up that are of the intensity that could possibly kick out these debris flows. So yeah, we're very concerned about this.
Kevin Cooper is with the U.S. Forest Service. He's part of a federal team of experts that's been working with the state team and local officials for weeks to assess the damage and identify threatened areas. Cooper says the fire not only stripped vegetation, which helps control rain, it in effect hardened the soil so there'll be more runoff.
First of all, you lose the vegetation over the top of that soil, and that's protecting it. That's gone. The soil is also heated up, and it changes properties, and it's much more conducive to erosion. So you've got the binding roots and organic materials gone, and it also forms what's called a hydrophobic layer. It can form maybe a few inches below the surface, and everything on top of that has a tendency to wash and slide off. So you get a very much accelerated erosion.
Lynn Nielsen is with CAL FIRE and part of the state's Watershed Emergency Response Team. He says the flash flooding potential is huge. Nielsen gives an example. He says due to the fire damage to the landscape, runoff which might normally take a day to travel 6 miles from the mountains above Santa Barbara to the ocean will now get there in 15 minutes.
The rain that happens up at East Camino Cielo Ridgeline to come down faster than it ever has before. This watershed has never been burned to this extent before with all the vegetation in the high country removed.
Ken Stanley, who's owned his home on Ojai Avenue in La Conchita for more than 40 years, admits he hates thinking about flooding concerns, but he knows he has to with his home only a half block from the fire-ravaged mountainside.
Are you prepared to go if you have to go again, though?
Oh, sure, yeah.
What do you think when you go up and look at that hillside? It's pretty bare.
This sounds crazy, but I don't try to look at it. I'll worry about that when that happens. I'm not going to start worrying about things before I see any rain or anything. I know it's there. I know it can come.
But public safety officials say that now is the time to be concerned. They say we could face severe flash flooding and debris flow potential from storms. And they caution it's hard to predict. Mark Jackson with the National Weather Service says we might be okay if we get an inch or two of rain over a 24-hour period. But he says concentrated rain during a short period of time would be dangerous.
We could still have some of these mud and debris flows, say if you have a certain rainfall over, say, 6 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, okay? But our experience has shown that it's more susceptible to the mud and debris flows in kind of that short time frame, you know, that 15, 30 minutes, 1 hour time frame when you get those kind of rates.
Public works teams have been busy in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties clearing waterways and debris basins and will be deployed during storms to try to keep them clear. But they say people who live in potential flood zones should have a plan. It might mean evacuating even before an order is issued because, unlike a fire, flooding could come with only a few minutes' notice. It also might mean making plans to shelter in place or going to a neighbor's house on higher ground if roads in the area are at risk of flooding. If you haven't registered your cell phone to get emergency alerts, you can do it online. In Ventura County, go to ReadyVenturaCounty.org. In Santa Barbara County, sign up at AwareAndPrepare.org. In La Conchita, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.